Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
you're relaxed? Are you feeling like you want to go back to sleep? You want to leave work right now? Are you not enough already? 12 Stars. That's a track by Filippo Mancini, who's joining us. Very soothing, very meditative. And it keeps me in a place where I can just connect and be one with the one. And we're dancing with all of life right now. Dance with us, dance with us. Life is good, is getting better. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Yes, indeed. I'm more relaxed. I have connected with all the 12 stars, and we're ready to step into the flow of life. Good afternoon, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist. You make a difference simply because you're here. The mere fact that you're on this planet, your vibration is shifting things. You get to decide how you want to shift, how you want to transform energy. Welcome, welcome all of you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being part of the shift in consciousness that is happening on a global level. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. life, we're supposed to dance with life, you know? And even if you miss a step, just kind of stop, breathe, and get back in step and dance, because all is truly well. All is truly well. Yes, indeed. I welcome you, those of you on the phone lines, those of you listening in the archive, I guess, since that wants to come out. Those of you listening live right now, it's so nice to see you. I think we're ready. What else do I need to tell you? I'm dancing differently today. I think the energy of musical alchemy is rushing through me. I'm being realigned. So I just stay open for what is happening. I stay open for what is really happening right now. So I don't need to think of what I used to do or what I want to do. I just think of what is happening now. So what is happening now is, and today's topic, we are talking to the musical alchemist. So get ready to be tuned up. Get ready to get in harmony with life so you can experience your abundance of life. And Filippo Francini is here. But before we go to him, let me go to my co-producer, Betty Piggies, and I'm tabbing again. Let me go here. Let me just stay focused, because I need to stay focused right about now. Hello, Betty. How are you doing? Okay, let's try this again. Let's try this again. Maybe she didn't hear me. Hello, Betty. How are you doing? There you are. There you are.
I'm good. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I understand. We just need to dance very gently. Don't push things. Just really don't. The energy is very sensitive right about now. We're just really, we got to go with the flow and grow with the flow. So anyway, Betty, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, good, afternoon, good. Or evening, wherever you are at this moment now. If you didn't catch my name is Betty. And each day I bring you the going on, coming in, then going out of Live Conversations Radio. For those joining us in the chat room today and wanting to ask a question to Life Coach Ade or our guest, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your questions there. Now, I am on that page during the show, so I will immediately be able to see anything you post and get it back to Ade and our guest. If you do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, Life Conversations Media. com. Click on the Ask a Life Coach ID tab and send us your question or a comment that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. Of course, the best and easiest way to ask a question is to call in and punch one on your keypad. This will raise your hand and let us know you have a question or a comment to make. Now, the weekends are our days off, but you do not have to go a day without a day. To get through the weekend, please go to our radio website, LifeConversationsRadio.com, and listen to any of our archive shows. Then return Monday where we have a sensational lineup of guests, starting with sixth sensory spiritual teacher Sonia Choquette, who will share with us how to trust our vibes. And then finally, make sure you're present when Celeste Morgan will stop by each day for an inspirational celestial moment. Now, to learn more about Life Conversations Radio, its host, programming, upcoming guests, and more, please visit us at lifeconversationsmedia.com. To follow, like, and listen to any of our archived shows, please visit lifeconversationsradio.com. LifeCoach.a, take it away.
Thank you, Maddie. The dance of life. Are you guys dancing with life today? Are you go with the flow and grow with the flow? Is anybody feeling what I'm feeling? It's just me. Again, then again, if I'm feeling it, then you're feeling it. How do I know? I'm not being arrogant because there's only one of us here. So if I'm feeling it, you are not separated from me. We're just feeling the same thing. And whatever you're feeling is whatever you're feeling. I just know if I'm feeling it, you're feeling it. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 o'clock p.m. Are we? I don't know. But anyway, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Who knows when we're here? But you just got to let that go, man. You got to stop resisting and let it go. Surrender to your greatness. Let's take a breath together. Let's just breathe in. And breathe in the breath of life and breathe out the love of life. And know that right here, right now, all is truly well. Everything is perfect just as it is because we are one with the one. We are one with the love, one with the harmony, one with the joy, one with the peace. And in this moment, we are reminded that we are.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I know that is the truth. That is the truth for you. That's the truth for me. We are loved. We are whole. We are the delight of God. We are wonderful, and we are free, free to be who we choose to be in this very moment, right here, right now, as we get ready to bring on our guest, the musical alchemist. I wonder what that is. Maybe he's working his magic. We'll find out. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Let me go here. And while I do that, just want to remind you, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Know that you can call in, ask questions, and even as we musically go through life. Maybe there's something. Maybe you're out of tune and you need the musical alchemist to kind of help you out to get in tune. Maybe there's a tone you can hold to help you align yourself. 347-426-3346. We are also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. And as Betty said earlier, if you don't do Facebook or your job is blocked, whoa, what's going on? It's just crazy stuff happening. If your job is blocking Facebook, here's a secret. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. There are no limitations. You are free to do what you choose to be. Now, follow your internal guidance system. But if you really want to share something, you have a question, and you really want to get to us, you can call in or go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And there's an Ask Life Coach Ade tab. Click on that and send in your question. And it's time to step into this musical orgasmic experience. Filippo Francini is a world-renowned musician and pioneer in bringing Nada Yoga to the West. He has been called a Ramdas of meditative music. Ramdas made meditation popular in the 70s via his book, Be Here Now.
and Filippo is bringing Nada Yoga to the West via his CD, Magic and Grace, which he could say is a result of being all, well, that's me, yeah, being here now for 3 decades. Now, you know, I've been listening to it. I just played 12 Stars from his CD, and it's so soothing. So it just connects you. Let me tell you a little bit more about the CD. In the Magic and Grace CD, Filippo utilizes the art and science of tones, intervals, and tempo to quickly reduce stress, putting the listener in a state of deep relaxation within seconds. I can tell you, I can testify to that because I had a wonderful experience this morning, just feeling out of balance and having to listen to the song, the music, and just, oh, this is really good. After I figure out which song I need to listen to. No, so now let me just bring on my guest, the musical alchemist, Filippo Fancini. How are you doing, Filippo?
I'm great. Good morning, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Now, I read a little bit about you, your CD, but I always like to ask my guests this question because that's really one of the most important things. It's important for us to hear and feel you from your point of view. Who are you? Who is Filippo Fancini?
Well, I'm a radiant vibration from the same source that you're from.
I like that, radiant vibration. And you radiate. I've seen some of your videos. You radiate. So you are telling the truth. So we are one with the one. Welcome. Thank you for sharing your radiance with us, for being here. And let's just keep this ball rolling. I've got several questions for you, but we're going to start. You know, you describe yourself as a musical alchemist. What is musical alchemy?
Well, musical alchemy is the understanding and the application of natural laws of vibration. And if we think of everything in the universe as vibration, different frequencies of vibration, then we can actually tune many aspects of our experience through consciously choosing our vibrations. And using sound is one of the great ways we can actually change our vibrational levels. Our frequencies can be tuned through sound because sound is part of everything. And when we attune ourselves to the essence of what something is or an emotional state that we want to feel or we want to achieve something, if we can attune ourselves to that frequency, then we're there. We're with it already. That's what musical alchemy is about.
Connecting and playing with the natural laws of vibration. Now, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back. So tell us, how did this all happen? Did you know that you're going to be playing with the natural laws of vibration? How did this happen? When did you know, I'm here to do something different?
I remember being a child and listening to classical music coming out of the radio in my parents' home, and I would follow the music and try to guess where the melody was going to go, and I would try to immerse myself into the musical tones and the mind of the composer and become one with the music. And that was a really fun game that taught me a lot when I was quite young about how music can affect your tone, your mood. And, of course, people use music all the time to change their emotional state or to make them feel happier or to relax them or to get them revved up to get ready to go to work or whatever. So it became apparent to me that this was more than entertainment, that music actually had a lot of magic in it, a lot of power in it. And then as I got older, I began playing the guitar, playing the piano, singing a lot, and then studied yoga when I was a teenager, began studying yoga, and began getting more of the esoteric side of sound, understanding that.
Well, speaking of yoga, let's talk about Nada Yoga, because I want to tie it all in with even Be Here Now. What is Nada Yoga?
Nada, it means to flow or to undulate, and it's the branch of yoga that deals with vibration, particularly sound vibration. And as you're probably aware, in many yoga classes, for example, the people will do chanting of mantras. That's one of the aspects of yoga. So mantras are part of Nada Yoga, this yoga of sound, but there are many other aspects to it that aren't as well known, which people use to attain states of meditation, to do healing work, and to actually transform matter. The same Nada Yoga is musical alchemy, basically. It's the same thing. The Eastern version of it.
Musical alchemy. So you talked about getting to yoga and meditation, and you, of course, experienced Ram Dass, Be Here Now. And in your intro, it talks about the magic in grace, you can say, is was birthed out of Be Here Now. Tell us more about Be Here Now and why it's important to be here now.
Where else could we be, really? I mean, here we are. Well, I'll talk about
that's right.
The exposure to the book when I was, I guess, 14 years old. A friend of mine gave it to me, and
you said 14 years old?
Yeah, when I was 14, I read that book.
Wow. Okay, you came here knowing what you're here to do at 14. Most 14-year-olds are not even reading, but can't even read. Forget read a book.
No, I really liked reading when I was a kid, so I liked to explore all kinds of worlds through books, and I realized that there was a whole mystical world and a way of seeing the universe that was bigger than the suburban reality that I found myself in at the time. Mm-hmm. So I began exploring that a lot more, and one of the best ways that I could explore that was yoga. I did have a good yoga teacher when I was a teenager, and also the programs that I would go to at this yoga center often had chanting as part of their evening, you know, events. And so I learned about yogic chanting using Sanskrit mantras. And then I also got to see Ravi Shankar play at the Washington Cathedral, where I was going to school. And he played inside the cathedral, which was amazing. The acoustics in there were if you've ever been inside a big cathedral, you know what it sounds like. It's amazing. And his playing, of course, he's a master of Indian classical music. And in that music, there is much improvisation. It's not all written down the way it is in Western classical music. So they play the Indian classical ragas with spaces to play in the present moment. What is happening in the present moment? What is the artist feeling? What is the audience reflecting back in this moment? The art of improvisation is very jazz-like, you know? Yes. So music played in the moment and created in the moment brings us very present to the reality of now. What's this music happening now? This is being created spontaneously now. And as I got a little older, I began to improvise a lot when I would play music. And I think that is really one of the things that that solidified this understanding of the magic of being in the moment. Because if you're not fully present in the moment, you can't be receiving these internal messages, these promptings of musical directions and notes. You have to be very present and aware of everything.
Yes, sir. So being a musician is more about listening to the inner sound, and you become a vessel to express the inner sound to the outer world, right?
Exactly, exactly.
So, and your song, actually we have a question here from one of our listeners. The question is, do you use dolphin and whale totems for inspiration in your healing music?
There is, in one of the tracks on Magic and Grace, there is some kind of whale sounds in the the background that I put in there. And I've swam with dolphins in Hawaii. It was amazing an experience. And I am aware of their amazing sonic abilities, yes.
So let's talk about your style of music. Is it different? Is it just healing music? I know that what you do is about healing the mind, the body, and the spirit. But how different is your music from other artists that do similar kind of work?
Well, what I'll say is this, that I believe that all music is valid, and I like many, many kinds of music. I listen to many kinds of music, and I play many kinds of music. It's a full spectrum, because every state of consciousness, every emotional state, and every thought form has a corresponding vibration to it, which can be expressed musically. So in Indian music, for example, they have what are called the rasas. And the rasas are the emotional flavors or tones that they imbue a certain raga, a certain scale with. And so there are rasas of anger, there's rasas of joy, there's rasas of bliss, there's rasas of passion. You know, every kind of emotional state can be expressed through music. And so this album that I released recently, Magic and Grace, is geared more towards the meditative states, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's geared towards being a portal, a doorway to relaxation, to letting go of stress. And because I work with many yoga teachers, I play for classes and retreats. And so I wanted to create an album that was especially for this venue of my work. But I also really like other kinds of music. Gospel and blues is definitely one of my deep roots. I grew up in Kentucky, partly. And so I love the emotional depth and quality of that kind of music. And I also lived in Brazil for a couple years. I love Latin American music, the sambas and bossa novas. It's a very joyful expression. So, I don't pin myself into one, you know, category of music. I really appreciate and compose from many different places.
Yes. If you're just joining us, my guest is Filippo Francini. He is the musical alchemist. His CD is Magic and Grace. We started the show off with one of his songs, 12 Stars. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about the healing properties, healing aspects of sound. We're going to talk about toning, just different things we can do, even if you don't think you're an artist or a musician. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And maybe you've listened to Filippo's CD. You have an experience that you want to share with him. Same number, 347-426-3346. We are taking your questions as well
on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook, or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And to find out more about Filippo, you can go to his website. It is Filippo, that's P-H-I-L-I-P-P-O, music.ning.com. Filippo music.ning, N-I-N-G.com. You can find a lot more about him. In the background, you can hear one of his songs. This one is titled Golden, and we embrace that golden light, the healing power of the gold energy right now, and we will be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We host the best show in the planet, so you don't need to listen to any other radio stations. But if you must, don't do it while we're live. Yes, I said it. I'm declaring that we are the best radio station on the planet. Everybody else does it. Yeah, and you are the best person on the planet. You're the most important person on the planet. So, you know, it really doesn't matter. But make sure you don't go a day with Life Coach Ade. All the shows are archived, can be downloaded, you can share with your friends. And as a matter of fact, speaking of sharing, right now we want you to share the show by clicking the like button, especially those of you listening on the online. I always trip up when I have to say that. I don't know why. Those of you listening online right now, share the show on social networks. Tell them, listen, the musical alchemist is in the house. Say, what's that? So just start asking questions. Just click the link and join the conversation. And those of you listening on the phone line, send a text, tweet, just tell the world about it. This is where it's happening, lifeconversationsradio.com. And you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. My guest is Filippo Francini. His website address is Filippo Music.
Nings.com. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a quick segment of Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Let's go back to Filippo. Filippo, so before the break, I was talking about the, you know, the healing power properties of music. Tell us more about that.
Be glad to. Well, as I said before, without any really knowledge or studying of music's powers, we all instinctively know that we can choose certain kinds of music that will help us feel more relaxed, and other kinds of music that will get us up and excited. You know, if we're going out on a date or want to go out dancing, then there's a kind of music that goes with that energy. And there's a kind of music, if we're feeling really depressed and sad and we need to commiserate, we put on some kind of music that helps us cry or, you know, get all that feelings out. So I'm just giving you examples of that. We already use music all the time unconsciously to affect our moods. And when we start doing this more consciously and we start choosing music because of its relaxation qualities or healing qualities, then it can really become more effective for us. And this has been verified by many studies at this point that show the Mozart effect is one that shows that kids that study music in school, for example, they have a better learning scores, they have more aptitude, their minds are more flexible. And they play music in hospitals now and waiting rooms. I just read an article yesterday about the Veterans Hospital here in California that they started an experiment of playing live music in the waiting room. And so they found that the veterans were much less stressed out. You know, they come into these hospitals and they're often very tense, and they have post-traumatic stress syndrome and all kinds of things that are really shocking to their nervous system. You know, they're carrying all these shocks, these veterans. Mm-hmm. And so they found out that when the days that they had the live music, like they showed a picture of a woman playing a harp inside of the waiting room, and they said that the doctor said that they notice that the patients are much more relaxed when they have the live music in the room than when days that they're not. So it's starting to become more common knowledge that this is a therapeutic application for music, that it can really help people feel more connected, it can soothe the nervous system, and certain intervals, for example, have been shown to be very balancing for the brain. The interval of the perfect fifth, which is a 2-3 ratio.
All you said music, the perfect fifth?
A perfect fifth, yeah.
What's
like
that?
A C and a G. A C
okay,
note.
Musical note, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that interval is particularly been shown to help balance the left and the right hemispheres of the brain, and it creates a smoother brain activity. And then people feel more calm. And, of course, soft and soothing music, you know, makes people more relaxed. It's just normal.
And I think, you know, as a society, we've always known how powerful music is. You know, we use music to sell products. We have it in the elevator. I mean, just to evoke a certain kind of mood for people. If you know, if it's about getting people excited, marketers, promoters, you know, they know exactly what kind of music to play. So we've always known that music is very healing. And it's a good thing that now they're bringing music to hospitals, but sometimes it makes you want to wonder, what took you so long? And not just regular kind of music, but the music that really activates the inner light, if you will. But yeah, it's a good thing. We're shifting, we're changing. And go ahead.
It's just finally a more expanded awareness has come into the culture, which is actually a very ancient awareness, because in the temples of, you know, Greece and Egypt and many older cultures, music was considered one of the sacred arts. It wasn't just entertainment, you know. In the last couple centuries in our culture, music has been looked on as mostly entertainment.
And with people like you now stepping into your authentic self, you're reminding us that music is entertainment. It's something that happens on the inside. The entertainment comes after you're entertained. The number is 347-426-3346. Let's talk about toning. I saw a video about you on your web series, on your website, and you talk about toning. Can you speak more about that, why it's important, and even if you're not, if you don't consider yourself to be a musician, how that can help?
Sure. Well, I'll first say about a study that was done in Sweden about 3 years ago, which showed that the effects of humming, which is basically the same thing as toning, if you just hold a note and say, you go, that's with my mouth closed, so it's an sound. Mm-hmm. If we open the mouth, then it's more like or ooh, any of the vowel sounds that you can do. What they found in this study was that it vibrates all these little bones inside of your head and inside of your sinuses and up in the top part of your mouth and everything, and it actually increases the exchange rate of nitric oxide in your blood vessels all throughout your head. And and nitric oxide makes the bed for oxygen to move between the cells in the blood. And so, in effect, it created 15 times more oxygen exchange in the brain.
Wow.
I mean, that's dramatic.
Wow.
So 15 times more oxygen in your brain, that means that your awareness is heightened. You're getting much more awake, you know, alive energy into your whole brain structure. And this is why when people do these long chanting sessions, you know, they hold a tone or they do an om for a long, long time, they experience a sense of euphoria and a sense of expansion of consciousness. Well, there's a literal scientific proof of this, that, you know, you're getting 15 times more oxygen in your brain. That's a lot.
Wow. That's, and the only side effect is more joy, more peace, more harmony. you don't have to worry about taking this internal medication, medicine, you know?
And that's why, when you do it with a whole group of people, say a whole group of people are toning or doing chanting and mantras, then you not only have your own experience, but you're resonating. You're resonating with everybody else's experience, and they're all having an elevated sense of consciousness and mood. And then there's this feeling of like communion and oneness, which we all want to feel connected, because we really are connected, just like you say all the time in your program at the beginning. You know, so we really are connected, and when we raise our level of consciousness to the point where we feel that connection, we know it beyond a doubt. It's like Buddha said, raise yourself to the level of the beautiful. You know, in this state of consciousness, then we see the oneness, we feel the oneness, we experience the harmony, and we resonate with all of creation. And that is the highest purpose of musical alchemy.
I want to stay with that for a minute. It's actually funny, but not funny. As you were talking earlier, I just felt a sense to ask you this question. I was like, that's a different question. You know, I listen when I'm doing my show. And the question was, you know, how can people who are experiencing grief, people who are in pain, people who are feeling stagnated, you know, just use music, or especially your CD in this case, as part of the healing to help them find balance. Because when we're grieving, when we're going through a traumatic experience, sometimes we can't find the words. We don't know what to say. Sometimes people are telling us or talking to us about, you know, helping us find our balance, but it just don't make sense because it's a whole different reality. How can we use music to help us in healing traumas and grief and coming to a certain place of balance?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to actually do a blog, a video blog, next month about emotions and sound and music. Let's start with the fact that emotions are a continuum. There are no good and bad emotions. Emotions are just what they are. And we can't choose to only feel good emotions, so-called good, you know, happy emotions, and not feel the so-called negative emotions. We have to be open to the whole spectrum of emotions. So there are sounds that are naturally associated with each emotional state that we have. In Chinese medicine, for example, and in Ayurvedic medicine, they actually associate each organ with a certain emotional quality, like the liver is, you know, either joy or anger, both sides of that. And the expression of joy is shouting, and the other expression, the other pole of it is groaning. So, you know, if people are angry or having a lot of stress in their life, and naturally there's sounds that come out of that, like they'll start yelling or shouting or, you know, expressing some way of getting that energy moving. If people are in grief, cry, and they have moaning sounds, you know. So in our culture, we've often been taught, well, it's not polite. It's not polite to express all those things. Those sounds are supposed to hold it inside, but actually we get sick if we hold all those things inside.
Yes, so, yes.
Yeah, music can help the movement of the emotional energy happen. You know, like there's certain pieces of Mozart that are just so tender and beautiful that when I listen to them, I start to cry. I often start to cry, you know. Then on the other hand, if you want to, you know, get your rage out, you listen to some really intense head banging, you know, heavy metal or something, and just go and scream, you know, let it come out. And then the point is that there's always a way to move the energy, and sound naturally goes with our emotional states. So let it out. If you're around kids, they let it out, you know. If they're happy, they're like, wow, woo, woo. They're giggling all the time. And if they're sad, they cry or they pout or, you know. We got to allow ourselves to have these clearing sounds that help us to move through the emotions. You know, the only time emotions get stuck is when we don't allow the energy to move. Emotions, energy in motion. Emotion, energy in motion.
So true. I want to stay with that a little bit because, as you said earlier, we live in a society where people, you know, we generally speaking, people, one of the things that infuriates me is like, why? I mean, I don't know if I say infuriate, just kind of, I don't understand it really. When people, maybe they lost a loved one and they're being interviewed, or they're going through a traumatic experience, and they're asked a question, and before you know it, they start crying, and then they apologize for crying. Or in conversation, people apologize for their emotions. And what is that about? And what can we all start to do individually to start being at peace with what we're feeling? Earlier we were talking about be here now. You know, some of us say we want to be here now, but we don't want to feel a certain kind of, I can't believe I'm feeling this, I'm feeling negative energy. What can we do, and how do we, you know, create a space for us to just be with the energy that is in motion?
Well, I think some people are scared of their own emotional states because of the intensity that they feel. You know, if somebody's really angry and they're just so angry they feel like going out and breaking things or killing somebody, then you know, they feel scared of that. They don't really want to go kill somebody, but they feel like, you know. So we have to create more of a container for our emotional states that's not locking us up, but is holding us in a safe environment where we can express these intense energies. Like traditionally in older cultures, you know, like the men would support the other men if they were really, if one man was really angry, then all the men would gather around him and help him, you know, get his anger out. Mm. And in our culture, more likely, this someone who's really angry will go to a bar and drink a lot of alcohol.
Right.
You know.
Yes. Yeah.
And have their buddies, you know, kid them for the night until they get so sick and vomit or whatever, and they kind of get the energy out that way. But it's kind of a destructive way to do it. It's a self-destructive way. So
on your CD, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, you know, we're talking about allowing emotions to be, and people who are grieving, or maybe there's a challenge that someone is going through, and trauma. Which particular track would you recommend someone listen to that can actually help them to be at a place, maybe if they really need to cry, if they need to laugh, if they need to yell? Which track would you think would be good for something like that?
Well, the track you just played, which is called Golden, I think that one would be a really good track for people who need to grieve, perhaps. It has the beautiful strings, cellos in it, and the chord changes are more like descending chord changes. That helps bring us into our emotions. Whereas ascending chord changes, you know, go up and are more jubilant, more joyful. Descending changes tend to bring us into our emotional state like that, down. And then, let's see, there's a piece on there called Shakti Blue that is pretty serene and joyful. It's like maybe the state that you would feel after meditating for an hour, and you just feel this glowing lift coming out of everything.
Well, you said Shakti Blue. I want to ask you this quick question. You know, some of your other albums feature blues. So the question for you is, how is a blues man now a soul man, a man that goes within and tap into the energy and emotions and help people heal when you started off as crying the blues?
Oh, well, you know, this is a bit of a stereotype of the blues, that it's always about crying, which it's not really. The blues has a whole variety of emotional colors available to it. You know, there's jubilant, joyful blues. There's funny blues. There's, you know, blues that makes you want to get up and dance. And the sad part of blues, or the crying part of blues, is just one of the emotional flavors. But I think a really good blues artist is someone that can lead you through a whole emotional range and allow you to have like a empathetic catharsis, kind of, you know. That's why people love this kind of music. It's endured for so long because it allows people to really feel their feelings. That's part of what blues' appeal is, I think. And so I don't really see that there's any contradiction. It's just a slightly different palette and it's geared toward a different audience. You know, maybe you play the blues to the people that go to the pubs, and then they get a little lift and a little relief. Or, you know, I play a mixture of blues and gospel music and mantras when I perform. I often mix them all up together.
Mm-hmm. So you flow with the energy emotion, because a real musician, that's what you're doing. You're helping people tap into that emotional self and be able to release places where there are blockages, you know, and then sometimes you need to cry. There are some people who are so angry, you just can't be around them without you getting angry. You don't even know why, because they're holding so much in music, like blues or different kind of music, help people to tap into that. You know, they can say, I love that music, it makes me cry. Yeah, it may make you cry, but it actually is healing you. So I won't even say you're a healer in disguise. You're actually out there as a healer, and you're healing through music. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about authenticity, the importance of being authentic in our art, our gifts, and because sometimes some of us find challenges to, we're challenged to express who and what we are because we think it won't be accepted. So we're going to take a very quick break. We're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And as we get ready for that, I just want to invite you listeners right now, those of you listening live, those of you listening on the phone line, on the internet, those of you who listen to the archive, I don't care if you listen to this show 1,000 years from now, because there is no time and space and spirit. I want you to just take this moment now to take in a holy breath and just breathe in the breath of God, the breath of life, and breathe in. And right now, as you breathe out, I want you to think of Jill LeBeau, who is one of our hosts on Life Conversations Radio. Just think of her. If you've never heard of her, you need to go to the archive. But even if you've never heard her show, just tune into that oneness. And just right now, send her and her family lots of love, of healing, just what that looks like. When you experience a challenge, Jill's father made his transition. And so we're just inviting you to send your love, your energy, your compassion to the family right now as they go through their transition, as while their father's having his experience as well. So we thank you in knowing that there's only one of us here. Filippo and I are talking about that. Really, there's only one of us here. And this is what it's about, connecting and supporting one another and when we're having those moments of grief and trauma. Now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And we'll be back to join Filippo and talk more about musical alchemy. Number is 347-426-3346, and we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook, and if you don't do Facebook or you're blocked, go to Life Conversation. I feel like I'm being devilish when I say that. If you're blocked, it's a firewall at your college, at your school, at your job is blocking you. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com and click the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. What is wrong with me? Nothing. I am right where I'm supposed to be, and I'm saying exactly what I need to say. But let me hurry up and bring my friend, Celeste Morgan. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great, Life Coach, today, and I'm loving a conversation with Filippo, and of course, prayers to Jill and her family. I actually stepped outside to ground myself because it was such a powerful conversation, so I'm going to apologize for the truck that just showed up. Hope it doesn't affect the hearing. So, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, January 26, 2012, and add the date and you get 2039. Add 2039 and the energy of the day equals 14. The 14th letter of the alphabet is not as N. Words like now, new, no, not, and negative actually remind us to use our power wisely. 14 is also the dog, which means loyalty in medicine cards. And what an ambassador of unconditional love. 14 is the temperance card in tarot, and its receptive side is 5, the Hierophant. The High Priest, today we are going to put the spotlight on how 14 shows up from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot, reminding us that balance is the key to power. 14, temperance, features a healer dancing to ground herself as she invites healing forces into her being. Northern lights are above her head, and the passion of her dance sets the waves of the ocean on fire. She raises her inner fire by getting to know herself and accepts the call to share her experience from a place of surrender as she presses the apply button by practicing compassion with herself and others. We express what we reflect through our actions. If there is incongruency between our actions and our intentions, then the answer is to get still, realign, go back on the playground. The Buddhists call this the middle way, straight to the heart. There is also a scripture that speaks to the power of balance in the middle. Even its location is a clue. John 7:14 states, "Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach." Half of 14 is 7, and that's the chariot. The middle will get you to where you are going. It will bring you face to face with you. So receive yourself as beautiful, ascended, master, love, queen, and king, the embodiment of prosperity. And don't forget to share. And that's the story of 14 through temperance. All is well. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you. Thank you for tying it all together, tying life together, that God is everywhere, evenly present, showing up as numbers, as the animals, as music. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to continue our conversation with Filippo Francini. His website address, I have to actually, let me double check that before I take a break, because, you know, you guys not have a different name. And I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing Filippo's last name correctly. Filippo, is it Francini, right?
It's Francini, actually, like
oh.
Chianti, the Italian.
Francini. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I listened to that voice. Something was telling me I was Francini. Okay, good Lord, I know you're used to people changing your name.
Yeah.
She said, I just leave it alone, okay? It's no point. Francini, I got to remember that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And the question I want to leave you with is, are you living your life from a place of authenticity? Do you even know what that means? And if you don't, it's all good. How are you showing up in the world? 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yes, indeed. What thoughts are you holding about yourself? Is your thought moving you closer to what you want? Is it empowering you or is it taking you in a different direction? If it's not working, you've got to change. You've got the power to change, to be the change you want to see. My guest is Filippo Francini. Got it. Ooh, I'm so proud of don't get too excited. Francini. I really have to think about that now. His website address is Filippo Music. Music in the background. Okay, filippomusic.ning.com. You can find out more about it. Filippo, let's talk about authenticity. What is authenticity to you?
Well, I believe that every person here on the planet has innate gifts to bring to the world. And if we are giving our gifts and we're living according to these inner promptings that we have, our inner voices, then we're in our authentic self. If we're living because of someone else's ideas about who we should be or what we think we should accomplish, then maybe we're not quite on track with our authenticity.
How do you live out your authenticity on a day-to-day basis?
I just love the people that I'm around as much as possible and bring this vibration of joyful play and music everywhere I go. And I give people a lot of hugs, too.
Yes, a hug is very healing. And speaking of healing and just the vibration, you know, there's so much going on right now energetically. We're all feeling it. We're all prophetizing, if you will, about what is happening in 2012 and the change, the world is changing. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think there is a big change happening. We're reaching this critical mass of awareness that's on the planet. And things that have been going on for a long time that we've taken for granted, like, oh, yes, of course there's just going to be wars all the time, or, oh, yes, of course we're going to spend trillions of dollars on defense and only a minuscule amount on education and poverty. You know, those things are beginning to seem more and more ludicrous, which is really what they are. And as that awareness grows, and part of it is through our social media and our communications that we have all around the globe now, that some of those old patterns are not going to be sustainable anymore, and the younger generation that's coming up is going to just abolish a lot of those things. They're going to fall away, and there'll be some, you know, as we're seeing around us, there's definitely some resistance. There's some death rattles, and there's all kinds of posturing happening, but nothing's going to really be able to stop this light emerging, this vibration of unity that's growing all over the planet. We are becoming more and more aware that we are one big family and we are all connected. So the more this awareness grows, the less we can do all these destructive, stupid things that we've been doing for so long.
Yes, indeed. Evolve or die. Evolve or die. You know, we're talking about authenticity, the shift that is happening. One thing that I really think would help each and every one of us is developing the ability to listen with the inner ear, to be able to pay attention, to be able to get still and listen from the internal guidance system, what I call IGS, the internal guidance system. What do you suggest for people who are saying, you know, I hear people say, go within, but I don't hear anything. Sometimes I don't know if it's my thought. But how would you encourage people to develop their listening skill? And I'm not talking about just talking to other people, but the inner listening skill.
That's a great question, too. Well, I think that it has to happen within a atmosphere of silence in some way. You know, even if you're living in the middle of the city, you can create silence, you know, put on some earplugs or put on your headphones with some really beautiful, soft sounds of nature or something like that. You can create an inner sanctuary, and you have to get comfortable in that place. Sometimes it takes practice if we're not used to it. If you're fortunate enough to live around more nature, then go out into nature, sit there, look at the sky, and open yourself to the energies that are much bigger than you are. And you have to make time for this to happen, just the way you learn how to do any other kind of endeavor that you want to learn, to play a musical instrument, you want to learn how to work your computer, you want to learn how to drive an airplane. You have to spend time at it, and your inner guidance is always there, but you have to pay attention. You have to learn how to turn your attention inwards, and meditation is one way that people do that. Breathing, you know, deep, slow breathing exercises, listening to contemplative, meditative music can help you bring in this inner silence, and then eventually you're going to turn the music off and you're going to hear what's the music that's inside of you. Because there is celestial music always going on, and we live in a musical universe.
let me ask you this, all tied in with the listening and being a musical alchemist, and you said at the beginning of the show how you listen to the inner vibrations. Do you experience times, do you go through times where you feel like you're not listening or not trusting what you're hearing? And if you do, what's that like?
Well,
and what's that like, and how do you get yourself back in tune?
What I like to do is go out in nature. I live near Topanga Canyon, which is a big wild area here in Los Angeles County. And I go up there and I'll take a long hike, 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I'll go sit up on the rocks, look up out at the ocean, watch the hawks flying around, and close my eyes and get back into the harmony with the natural world. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my ways of doing it. I also meditate every morning, and you know, sometimes I get messages and I write them down. And a lot of the pieces on the album that you're playing, I actually got the inspiration for those pieces from my meditations. So if you want to have any kind of creative endeavor, then having an inner stillness and an inner listening is, I think, essential to bring in that creative energy.
Yes, so true. Inner stillness with what we're going through and growing through, it is so important. You talked about how you came up with the songs. The same thing apply to the titles of the song? Is something you listen for, or how does it happen? Does it just pop in your head, or it happens in meditation?
They pop in my head a lot of the time. And like the song you first played was 12 Stars, and that was the main instrument on that is a 12-string guitar. Mm-hmm. And so I used that as the name, and plus I had been reading about how many, many hundreds of thousands of years ago our solar system had 12 planets. Many people believe that it had 12 planets. And so I was reading a book about that called The 12th Planet. I thought, oh, yeah, 12-string guitar, 12 planets. That works. That's good. You know, 12
planets. That's funny. I didn't even know there was a 12-string guitar. Oh, my God, that must be some big guitar. I don't know. I can't even imagine. I have to Google that and see what that looks like. Well, we're getting ready to release the show right now. Filippo, is there anything you want to share with the listeners? Maybe something that's coming up for you or something that you're doing that you want listeners to know about? Anything?
Well, if you like meditative music and chant music, then I would recommend that you check out the Bhakti Festival, Bhakti Fest, it's called. That's B-H-A-K-T-I, and that's happening. There's one in May, and then there's one in September. I'll be playing at both of those, and that's here in California. I'll also be in Europe this summer touring quite a bit, so you can find out some of those dates on my website. And by the way, you can just go to, besides FilippoMusic.com, you can also just go to MagicAndGraceMusic.com. It'll take you to the same website, MagicAndGraceMusic.com. So
yes, Magic and Grace. That was what it's about. And on the website, had a lot of resources, a lot of webisodes, and just inspirational stuff. So check it out. The Musical Alchemist, Filippo Fanchini. Did I get it right? Did I get the last name right?
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for sharing your time. We know you're doing a lot. You're on the go. And thank you for what you do on this planet, for adding your soulful essence, your radiant vibration to this beautiful planet called Earth. And we're grateful that we've had this time to connect with you. Who were
thank
never disconnected. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate
your listening.
Yes, indeed. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're getting ready to release the show. Before we do that, I'm just going to let my internal guidance system lead me to which song to play next. But I just want to thank you all. It's Thursday, the end of the week for us over here, but it's always the end of the week. You decide when that is. This is the time where I say TGIF. I don't care whenever you listen to this. TGIF, thank God I am free. we are free to create our own weekend and create a strong bond. Okay, let's keep it moving. I want to thank you all. We'll be back on Monday. Thank all of you, Celeste, Betty, Rebecca, Deborah, Maquita, Nudges, Teresa, Tamara, who else? Vanilla, Smile, the Silent Listeners, and, of course, our guest, Filippo Franchini, who joined us, the Musical Alchemist, next week. Well, before I tell you now, because I got a tab now. Betty told us at the beginning. So we have Sonia Choquette joining us on Monday. Is it Monday? I don't know. What date is Monday? I keep telling folks, my life is one day rolled into one. It's a Monday. Sonia is joining us. She's the world-renowned author, storyteller, vibrational healer. She'll be connecting with your own internal vibe, how you can connect with your vibration, where we're taking your calls as well. So make sure you join us. And the number, as always, put it in a speed dial so that you don't forget, 347-426-3346. And enjoy the day and all the energy as well as it might feel. It's kind of like, you know, it just feels like this. But just dance with this energy. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, just embrace it. Don't judge it. Don't criticize it. It is what it is, because you know what? In the next moment, you will forget that you were here. I know I will. So whatever you're doing, enjoy it. And we'll be back on Monday live. And as I said, or as you know, all the shows are archived. They can be downloaded. You can listen to them again. And thank you. Thank you for sharing the show, for keep listening, for all your wonderful emails, your post on Facebook and your, you know, instant message and how the shows and the guests are affecting you, assisting you in your spiritual path. We are truly, truly grateful. There's so much more to come. Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado will be doing their show starting February. Actually, both of them, Rebecca and Jill, start their show. They're doing a show on Valentine's, which we're sort of playing. We're doing something different. But officially, their show starts in March, Everyday Enlightenment. And Tom Zuber's show starts February 15th. And what is it called? Transforming Grief. So we have different things going on, a lot going on here. We're adding, we're shifting, we're growing, we're expanding, and we're growing into what is showing up right now. I thank you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Let's see, what are we going to play here? Those of you, Deborah, welcome back. I get to see all kinds of things. What else do I need to tell you? Is there anything I need to tell you? Well, just hum your way through life, you know? Let's hum together. Stop it. You were doing good. Let's just leave it alone. Here's something for you. Let's go up here. Life is good. It's getting better. This is Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, you are free because you are not your stuff. Let me give you a little bit of Reverend Deborah Johnson, reminding us we are not our stuff. We're so much more. We can be the alchemist of our lives. We're here to create. We're here to reflect and reveal the face of God, the hands of God. This is Deborah Johnson reminding us you are not your stuff.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationships, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple, even that too one day shall pass, that who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
You don't have to know how. Just be willing. William, just be will I am. I am listening. You are not your stuff. We are not our stuff. And just be willing to contemplate that there's so much more. So whatever you're going through and growing through right now, even if you're in a place of joy and bliss, just know that there's so much more. So much more. And you be the example of the more, wherever you are. You recognize what's going on. Don't deny it. Don't pretend it's not there, because when you deny what is there, you're denying yourself. You're denying your emotions. But you know there's so much more. And the stuff that you feel, that you're experiencing, it has a gift for you if you're willing to be with it and listen. Think about this. Spiritual growth and transformation is about becoming aware. What is awareness? Awareness is to see differently, to see things that you didn't see before. It's like one minute you were unconscious, now you open up your eyes, your inner eyes. You say, wow. So when you're on a spiritual path, you're going to be aware of more than you used to know. You start to realize, oh, you might remember your childhood experience. You might remember that you came here to deliver your gift. You may remember, you may see things that you didn't know was there. You might just see a tree on your street that you didn't even recognize. Like, wow, how long has that been there? It's about awareness. So don't judge what you see. Give thanks that your eyes are open, that you are awake. With that, I want to remind you to be love, because that's who you are, really. Be true to yourself, because when you're true to yourself, you're being love. And as you be the love, be the receiver of love. Allow the love to come back to you and allow your light to shine. And we're going to release the show with Filippo's song, music called Golden. We played a little bit about it, but this is the track he was talking about to help you just emotionally find your balance. We're out of here. We'll see you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To